Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Rootscast. I'm Jeff Daverman, the creator of Root Concepts, owner of Infamous Network, and we are here discussing the ideas behind Root Concepts and how it applies to the lives of our fan base, the people that we work with, and the folks who love what we do and want to use our artwork to express themselves and succeed in their own artistic endeavors.
All right, hey everybody, welcome to episode 5 of Rootscast. I'm here with Jeff Daverman, and a lot's changed over the course of the last several weeks since the last podcast that we published, mostly in the political arena due to the election. We'd like to dedicate the first half of this podcast to addressing some of those issues and really see where Jeff stands and plans to go from here on out. And also in the second half of the podcast, we want to debut a poem that is near and dear to Jeff's heart and really kind of shed some light on to it and where the desire and the motivation for that came from.
Thanks a lot, Drew. Appreciate that. And definitely excited to be back here for another episode of Rootscast. Obviously, you're right. The landscape has changed in the last few weeks with the election results. And certainly, from my perspective, the feeling that I'm getting is that really, there are a lot of people right now who are feeling that we're in a kind of a tense moment here. There's a lot of unknown happening right now, and there are a lot of people who are really looking for ground and trying to figure out how it's going to be. That's understandable that it would be scary, and especially, you know, I think about the most vulnerable people in our society, communities of color, the LGBT community, even the poor white folks who voted for Trump. I don't know how Donald Trump's presidency is going to affect any of us, of course, but I am very concerned in particular for the idea of human rights and civil rights going forward in a Trump presidency and in a Trump administration. And so I just want to state very clearly right now that I am going to be a staunch advocate like I always have. But it seems like right now is a very important time to step up, stand up, and advocate for folks who are vulnerable and going to be vulnerable. Clearly, since the election, it's pretty obvious. We've seen tension, and hopefully what we can do going forward is de-escalate that tension and see humanity in each other. And, you know, regardless of who you are, if you're a Muslim, if you're Latino, if you're African American, if you're Asian, if you're Native American, if you're Caucasian, if you're Christian, doesn't matter who you are. I want to tell you, I love you, because that's what we need right now, is that we need love to rise up. We need to see beyond our petty differences. Now, I am incredibly concerned about Donald Trump. There's no question that I feel like he is frankly not a conscious man. It seems like Donald Trump is interested in doing what's good for Donald Trump. Hopefully what can happen in the next 4 years is that people of conscience will recognize the threat that Donald Trump poses to human rights, to civil rights, and will unify to tell what is, you know, the most powerful nation on earth, and he's in charge of it, that this is what really matters to us. This is what matters. Now, Donald Trump isn't somebody to hate, nor is anybody else. Hate doesn't really solve any problems. However, if there's an assault on the First Amendment, which I believe there's going to be, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, if there's an assault on human and civil rights, then I believe that it is up to us, the people, to rise up nonviolently, with direct action and creativity, with big imaginations, to solve these problems. We're in a really important time in history right now. And none of us determine when we're born. None of us determine what part of history we contribute to. But what we do determine is what we do with our time. how we respond to the challenges and crises that we live through. And this is a time where we will be called to be held accountable. Now, Drew mentioned that, and I'm going to do this poem here in just a few minutes. And this poem is called, What Makes You Stronger? And the reason why I wrote this poem is because it's dedicated to everybody who recognizes that we all fail in life. We all fall down, so to speak. Failure is a part of life, but it doesn't have to be the end of the story. And rising up and allowing love to rise up can always be the next chapter that we write. Right now is an important time for people of conscience to express themselves and be vocal and not allow the oppression of fascism or tyranny to take hold. We have got to exercise our rights. I believe that the future of our republic depends on it, and this is our time to do it. It's time to be bold.
We want to take a quick break here and say thank you to all of our loyal customers, our followers, and of course our listeners. None of this would be possible without you. After the break, we'll hear Jeff's poem, What Makes You Stronger? So stick around.
Yeah, this is a poem, again, that I wrote back in April, and it seems pretty apropos, though, for these days. So, what makes you stronger? Here we go. In an absentee culture so quick to react, the followers blindly plugged into the hack. Paranoid, they enjoyed the counterattack. The lines that are drawn are still red if you're black. The investigation of the nation has promptly been redacted. Fill the void, a ruse deployed, a million screens distracted. Imposing rude intrusions, didactically hijacking. Corporate collusions, diluting and ransacking. Disingenuous conclusions, the odds so steeply stacking. In the fathoms of the darkness, a luminescent cracking. A light so slightly creeping, enveloping what's lacking. In these times, like minds all together are needed for solutions to problems to solve unimpeded. The future's no foregone conclusion conceded. With the choice of a voice, every day we are greeted. Nestled in the barrio, surrounded by recovery, never better studio, agent of discovery. Thriving, deriving, perpetually surviving, resplendently striving and continually arriving by enacting applications. A conduit, enabler of the positive vibrations, disseminator of conscious lyrical libations, produce with tact entire racks of adhesive-backed creations. Let me discern and turn to the old school. Keep it cool and show some class. Look around yourself. What's the sum of your accrual? I got relationships built to last. Don't worry about my back because, in fact, it ain't abstract to say my friends kick ass. Step on the gas after you refuel. Break it down. I'll shake it down to every molecule. Staying calm, composing this psalm from the deep end of the pool. Scour the rough, and sure enough, it's tough, but I still found the jewel. Repudiating all the hating and the baiting ridicule, emancipating instead of waiting to imbibe the golden rule. Pity the fool acting cruel, the tool who succumbs to fear. Better to say, seize the day, whether or not the end is near. Let me be clear. I aim to persevere. Independent creation rebel with respect to burning spear. Knowing how to flow, when to let go, and when to steer. Sincerely, I hope dearly not to merely just be here, but a desire to inspire, light a fire volunteered, and be inspired. I do admire those whose spirit commandeered. Like a headlight glowing on a northbound train, shining through discomfort and eschewing all disdain. Ascertaining the terrain and overcoming the travail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Rasta snail will prevail. That much is guaranteed. Ideas grow and slowly know to blossom from the seed. With much success, I have been blessed. But sometimes you still need to pick yourself back up again and fail till you succeed. You can see why that is dedicated to getting back up, right? Hopefully. You know, the parts in that poem that allude to nestled in the barrio, surrounded by recovery, never better studio, agent of discovery. Well, those lines have to do with where we're actually sitting here. We are recording in Never Better Studio in the middle of the barrio here in Prescott, Arizona. Surrounded by recovery simply alludes to the fact that Prescott is a destination for addiction recovery. There's a lot of that here. It's the industry here locally in a kind of a weird way. And so what's interesting about that is that there's a lot of healing that's going on here in our neighborhood. There's a lot of people that are really having to look at themselves and really having to pick themselves back up again. And I think that, addiction is one of those things that you have to fail till you succeed. In the beginning of the poem, I talk about that the lines are still red if you're black. Well, I'm not black. But I read an article in the Atlantic of June 2013 by an author named Ta-Nehisi Coates, and it's called The Case for Reparations. And it's one of the most influential, impactful things I've read in a long, long time. And it talks about the institutional racism that has existed in this country and what we need to do about it. And redlining is a thing. And white people need to look that up and really get acquainted with what redlining is. Towards the end of the poem, there's a line, there's a verse that goes, like a headlight glowing on a northbound train, shining through discomfort and eschewing all disdain, ascertaining the terrain and overcoming the travail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Like a headlight glowing on a northbound train. Well, I'm a fan of the Grateful Dead, and I got a little help with that from one of my favorite songs, I Know You Rider. Jerry talks about a headlight on a northbound train, which is, to me, a great metaphor. And the last line of that poem is one that, or of that verse, is one that is very intimate and meaningful to me. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. One of the most influential men of my life was my grandpa, and he was an artist, and he actually taught me how to hold a pencil. And he was also an engineer. He was a very, very bright man. But what he and my grandma did for 60 years of their life is they went around, built his own easel, and went around, and they did what he called chalk talks. And his most well-known piece is called The Train. And he would sing a song called The Life's Railway to Heaven. And I heard him sing it many a time. And the chorus of that song is that line. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. So that's my little nod to Grandpa. There's a few other lines that are meaningful. Let me be clear, I aim to persevere, independent creation, rebel with respect to Burning Spear. If you know anything about Burning Spear, reggae legend Winston Rodney, you know that he's the creation rebel. And so I tip my cap to Burning Spear, because Burning Spear has been speaking the truth for a long time. Rasta snail will prevail, that much is guaranteed. Well, my persona, one of my little alter egos, is the Rasta snail. You may know that design as a Root Concept sticker. And yes, I will prevail, no matter what happens. And what it comes down to is it's beyond me and my mortal being prevailing. Because the line that comes up after that is, ideas grow and slowly know to blossom from a seed. And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about being the conduit for ideas, putting them out there, and allowing them to be sparks of inspiration and grow. And the ideas that I put out in the world are the ideas of the nonviolent revolution, the root concepts that we hold so dearly to.
Thank you so much for listening and being a part of what we're doing here at Root Concepts. If you were inspired by what you heard, click the link in the show notes and enter your information so we can send you more great messages like the one you just heard. Until next time, this is Jeff Daverman signing off. Thank you for listening. Peace. Thank you.